Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is currently accepting comments on a Habitat Conservation Plan, or HCP, that would allow new development like residential and commercial construction, as well as some mining on about 45,000 acres of rural land in eastern Collier County. That comment period runs until December 3rd. Last week, we had someone on the show from the Conservancy of Southwest Florida, which vigorously opposes this draft plan, but not all environmental groups agree. After that show, we got an email saying that there are a number of groups which aren't so opposed to the HCP, including members of the Florida Panther Protection Program, like Audubon of Florida, Defenders of Wildlife, and the Florida Wildlife Federation. So we're joined now by Meredith Budd. She's the Southwest Florida field representative for the Florida Wildlife Federation to get their perspective on this plan. Meredith, welcome to Gulf Coast Live. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
If you'd like to add your voice to our conversation, give us a call now at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So has the Florida Wildlife Federation or the Florida Panther Protection Program been very vocal in advocating for this habitat conservation plan?
Yes, we've been involved with the Habitat Conservation Plan process since about 2008. But we actually, the Federation became involved in the growth plans and how the land use will be out in eastern Collier County back in the late 1990s.
So you've been involved with this for a while. But, you know, when we started putting together this show, we hadn't really seen a lot of publicly advocating for it. So would you say that maybe your organization's maybe aren't, you know, completely waving the pom-poms about it, but happy that it's kind of like a compromise type?
Certainly, yes. So there are parts of this plan that we don't necessarily think are fantastic. We aren't super happy about it. And we have been very vocal to the landowners, the applicants of this application, and also to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service about these concerns. But with that in mind, the plan itself is one that takes a very big step back and looks at the entire landscape that we have out in eastern Collier County and or within this area of eastern Collier County. And so we are supportive of this landscape scale type of conservation planning process because we're able to maintain these vital linkages through private lands, and of which 90% of the land out there is privately owned. And so this planning process allows to guarantee the preservation of 107,000 acres out there to connect the private lands within the HCP area to the public lands surrounding the area.
So my question on that 100 and some acres, from what I understand from my conversation last week, that was already preservation land. This just guarantees it to continue to be so?
So it's the Habitat Conservation Plan is based off of what's called the Rural Land Stewardship Area. And the Rural Land Stewardship Area is an incentive-based land use overlay program that the county has. And it seeks to balance water flow, wildlife habitat with future development. It is a voluntary program. And so until landowners opt into the program, some of those lands aren't guaranteed protections unless the landowners out there do opt into the program.
So let me ask you, what would happen if there wasn't a habitat conservation plan? Is there an example of not having a habitat conservation plan when there's been eastward expansion from the coast?
Certainly. That would be what we have out in Golden Gate Estates. Zoning is 1 per 5 acres. And I think that's a big common misconception about this habitat conservation plan is that the plan itself is paving the way for thousands of people to come move to the area and essentially, you know, doubling the population of Collier County. But the county has conducted these population projections in various districts, including that rural land stewardship area. And at build out, they are calculating up to 243,000 people in that area, the area of the HCP, and that is with or without implementation of this plan.
So there are going to be 250,000 people moving into this area,
yes,
whether you have a habitat conservation plan or not. And what your group is saying is that having a region-specific, I mean, with multi-property plan in place helps environmental groups to have a little bit of say in how things are developed out there?
Yes, and certainty in preserving those 107,000 acres and getting connections that might not otherwise happen. This plan not only protects the Florida panther, but there are 18 other species that are a part of this plan. That's why it's actually called the Eastern Collier Multiple Species Habitat Conservation Plan. And over the years, our groups, which includes the Florida Wildlife Federation, Audubon of the Western Everglades, Audubon Florida, and Defenders of Wildlife, we're all part of that Florida Panther Protection Program. We have been engaged with these landowners since 2008, talking with them, getting our input into the current plan. Widening corridors. We have helped preserve key areas adjacent to Camp Key Strand. We have requested restoration that will be carried out within the area, preserving specific areas that are vital for wildlife and for habitat connectivity. So being able to work with these landowners and create these linkages through this plan is guaranteeing over the landscape and over time the preservation of all these 107,000 acres.
So you said that this plan is not going to be – it would be impactful, of course, to wildlife in the area no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. But it, according to Amber Crooks, and I'm going to play some sound from her from last week, she's with the Conservancy of Southwest Florida, and she said about 20,000 acres of this land is considered by scientists to be essential habitat for the survival of the Florida panther. So I want to listen to that clip from last week's show now.
With the plan as proposed by these landowners, we're looking at about 20,000, so about half of what they're asking is considered by scientists as essential habitat for the survival of the Florida panther. And so we've reconfigured that to avoid those areas. And our recommendation is backed up by other like the Panther Review Team, which is a set of a blue ribbon panel of six panther biologists who, independent to the Conservancy's recommendation, also looked at that land and made a similar recommendation to reconfigure and move the development out of those most important areas.
So what she's saying is it sounds like, according to the Conservancy, it's going to be really devastating to the panther population. But according to your science, or are you looking at – are you talking to different scientists, or how is there that disconnect?
So we actually – the FPPP, the Florida Panther Protection Program, we actually helped to assemble that team of panther biologists, the PRT, the Panther Review Team that she spoke of. And they provided a technical review and proposed recommendations to that area, the RLSA area, the Rural Land Stewardship Area, and the Habitat Conservation Plan. And the review team actually recognized in their conclusions that the HCP and the revisions to the Rural Land Stewardship Area, which are currently being reviewed by staff, are an enhancement to panther habitat than what the status quo is, the current overlay for the Rural Land Stewardship Area. With that in mind, they understand that future development within the area will essentially be impacting and there will be a loss of panther habitat. But they also did not consider any type of configuration of who owns what land out there. And there is a specific group of landowners applying for this permit. And so of the 195,000 acres within the area that the Panther Review Team is considered in their review, only 152,000 of them are owned by the applicants. And so in order to have a footprint for development and conservation within the 152,000 acres, it does look slightly different and is in not opposition, but it is different than what the Panther Review Team had put out as their recommendation.
So we're looking at a big plot of land.
Mm-hmm.
Some landowners are involved in trying to sell off. Some landowners aren't even looking at moving. So when they're looking at how to plot out the best way to take this entire huge amount of area and do the best thing for panthers, well, ideal would include every piece of land out there. But not every piece of land out there is currently up for grabs or wanting to be sold or become part of this development.
Correct.
So that's what we're dealing with. So we're, you know, in pie in the sky, if everything was perfect and we could do it exactly how we want, we'd do it this way. But if those landowners are not part of this development, then you can't tell them what to do.
Correct. Exactly. So the Panther Review Team did conclude in their study that we have from, I believe it's 2009, that the HCP and the revisions to the Rural Land Stewardship Area Program on which the HCP is based is an enhancement to panther habitat.
So I want to ask you a question. We have until December 3rd for the public comment period. What do you want people to take to the Fish and Wildlife Conservation? And what would you like to be suggested? And what would you like What would be your ideal plan? I mean, because as it stands, it's not ideal for your group either.
Correct. There are aspects of the plan that the Federation believes can and should be improved upon. And we've pushed for those improvements not only to the landowners but to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service over the years. And if there is a viable alternative out there that actually only includes the land on which the applicants are applying for, we would love to see it, but there hasn't been one presented. And so right now, this plan is our best bet to get these landscape scale conservation initiatives completed. So what we're saying is that we would like the public to really strongly support this initiative, landscape scale habitat conservation planning efforts, which is what this habitat conservation plan is, because it's going to guarantee cumulative impacts are being analyzed, and it's going to ensure that vital linkages are maintained through private lands in the region.
Because then your view, the alternative is no giant plan and then just kind of piecemealing things out and not having an ideal situation at all.
Correct. We're going to have to go up against every damaging project, piecemeal, project by project review.
All right. I understand. I have a better grasp on it now. I really appreciate it. That's all the time we have for this segment. But Meredith Budd, Southwest Florida Field Representative for the Florida Wildlife Federation, thanks so much for your time and for coming in and sharing your point of view on it.
Thank you so very much.
When we return today is National Zinfandel Day. We'll be talking about it with Gina Birch. I'm Julie Glenn, and you're listening to Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.